USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. officials are declaring monkeypox a public health emergency as cases continue to rise across the country, a move aimed at speeding up the distribution of the monkeypox vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky also saying this will help further educate people on the virus and what they can do to protect themselves.
We've worked to put resources into the hands of people at highest risk of contracting monkeypox to allow them to protect themselves directly through social media and through trusted partners in communities across the country.
Police are investigating after shoppers at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota were locked down following an active incident involving shots fired. No word if there are any injuries. Officials with the mall say it appears to have been an isolated incident. USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Jurors are back in a Florida court after visiting the crime scene of the Parkland school shooting massacre. Convicted killer Nicholas Cruz stayed behind as a group walked the halls of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School earlier on Thursday. They went into classrooms where the shooting took place in 2018 and were not allowed to touch anything or speak. Jurors will decide if Cruz will face the death penalty or get life in prison. AAA says average gas prices in the United States have fallen about 86 cents a gallon in recent weeks. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donalds tells Fox Business that the Biden administration has not caused this decline.
Listen, global demand for oil is down. The future market price for oil is actually down over the last couple of months. And when oil prices go down, gas prices tend to go down. And the reason why that has occurred is because futures markets are looking at a recession.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema is reportedly interested in restructuring tax measures in the Inflation Reduction Act. Appearing on Fox Business, Oklahoma Republican Congressman Kevin Hearn says he is concerned the legislation will worsen inflation.
Listen, the American people know that spending is what got us into this almost 10% inflation. And now the Democrats want to spend more. It's just more of the same. They're not listening to the American people, and we're going to have inflation run rampant for years.
Rescue efforts continue in Mexico.
10 miners have been trapped inside a coal mine in Mexico Thursday morning. As rescuers are desperately trying to dig them out, the miners were inside the mine Wednesday afternoon when an inner wall collapsed and flooded the mine in the city of Sabinas. That's in the Coahuila State, a four-hour drive southwest of San Antonio, Texas. Nearly 100 soldiers, specialists, and rescue dogs continue the rescue efforts. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
60 years ago today, Marilyn Monroe died at her Los Angeles home of a drug overdose. As fans gather at her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame or around her status in Palm Springs, historians look back on a young woman who never completed high school and says she was much more than a, quote, dumb blonde, close quote. Monroe left school to focus on her career. Marilyn Monroe died in 1962 at the age of 36. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.